Exclusive, police investigating a second attack in Sydney's CB Radio Wars.
This is 7 News with Ian Ross.
There are claims of death threats too in Sydney's CB radio wars following an exclusive report on 7 News last night. One amateur radio enthusiast has come forward saying he's among those who've been attacked.
Bill Anson has been passionate about CB radio for 30 years, but the hobby almost cost him his life and home.
I had my whole family near, my children, my wife, we were all asleep. If it wasn't for my next door neighbour, the house could have gone up in flames.
His place was firebombed. His family threatened.
He was going to rape her. He was going to rape my 13-year-old daughter.
Why? Because he'd been campaigning to clean the amateur airwaves of this type of vitriol. Many now claim Sydney's CB radio has been hijacked in recent years by thugs and criminals. On Saturday, a six-week pregnant woman was attacked in her home after an on-air CB altercation. On Sunday, similar CB flare-ups led to a Layla Park home invasion.
Where a death threat is actually been left on the wall of the premises. And apparently at that time the occupier was away.
And overnight, 7 News was contacted by another victim who says he's been so harassed by Sydney's CB underworld, he's had to change phone numbers 17 times, move house 9 times, and even change his name.
Detectives are appealing for help.
Anybody who may have recorded any conversation, some people do.
They are asked to call Crime Stoppers. Chris Reason, 7 News.